This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Euphoria, happiness and celebration have permeated the world, particularly the hearts of Palestinians, whether Muslim or Christian, and especially the Muslim community, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. What I wanted to talk about briefly is some reflections we can make through the lens of the Quran and through the lens of Sayyidina al-Akwan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah. You know, subhanAllah, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the 30th chapter, He notes that the believers were happy when two disbelieving armies had fought, the Persians and the Romans, and one defeated the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. It's a really beautiful verse. It says, and on that day, when they became aware of this defeat, the believers became euphoric, became joyous. With what? بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. With the help of Allah. There's another way to understand this. It could also mean that they became joyous with all those things that Allah caused to happen to make that victory a reality. So what we understand is that, subhanAllah, if it's a behavior of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to celebrate the victory of one disbelieving army over another, then we should also celebrate, alhamdulillah, the victory that the Palestinians, alhamdulillah, have achieved as the most neglected, forgotten community suffering from massive malnourishment and poverty. The infrastructure was destroyed. Everything was wiped out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And we celebrate binasrillah. Our celebration is conditioned on the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those things that Allah has caused that brought about victory. Falhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That's very important because some people, you know, since October 7th, I heard people say, Mata nasrullahi ala inna nasrullahi qareeb. That's Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 241. But I think people misunderstood this verse, and I'm going to get a little technical, but there's a reason for it, to show you how the qira'at help bring a beautiful cadence to our interpretive capabilities and understanding the Quran and seeing tawheed in our lives. This verse, Mata Nasrullah, is not a question of doubt. And how we know that is because it says, Hatta yaqula ar-rasulu wal-ladhina amanu ma'a, that until the Prophet, alayhi salatu salam, or a Prophet, and those who believed with that Prophet said, it would be impossible for us to believe that a Prophet or those with him from the faithful would have doubt in the help of Allah. So that's not the meaning of the verse. And that's where the other qira'ah comes in from the seven. We have the qira'ah of Imam Nafi' that doesn't say hatta yaqula, it says hatta yaqulu marfu'. There's a reason for this. It's really beautiful because if we say hatta yaqula, it means like in the future. Like they know it's going to happen, but they're anxiously awaiting it. And with hatta yaqulu, it means qad mada. The help has already happened. So when we bring both qira'ah together, we understand that the faithful believe that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, is, and will always be there. And that's the great resilience that we saw in the Palestinian people, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless them. And that's why, you know, some ulama noted that the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there'll always be a group from my ummah, dhahirina ala al-haq, who will be victorious on the truth, is the people of that area. Subhanallah. The gift of resilience, sumud, as it's called. You know, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the people of resilience. And notes that it is a important component of our tarbiyah that we as a community have to cooperate on. So across the globe, we saw people, despite the horrible lack of leadership from Muslim countries, we saw Muslims on the ground, college students, you name it, coming together to support Palestine in any way they could, amplifying their voice as much as they could. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And we learn something from the Palestinian people, that we may be living in comfort and we may be living in incredible opulence and we may be living in what we would say are safe situations, but are we as resilient on the truth as they were and as they are? And that's why in Surah Al-Baqarah, it's really amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين. Here, if you pay attention, all of the nouns before الصابرين are the like the subject. الصابرين, the grammar changes. It takes a ya, it becomes the object. Why? Because this is a form of praise and the verb is not mentioned. Meaning, I specifically recognize al-sabirin, or I, in the Quran, speaking on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amdahu, I praise and laud who, out of all the things that we mentioned, the people of resilience. Subhanallah, subhanallah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them to be resilient. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam reminds us that in the famous hadith that Allah has not given something better to people then resilience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yusabbirna kama sabra ayyub wa awliya'ahu wa anbiya'ah wa salihin. Another lesson that we take is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is noting in the Quran that with taqwa we can overcome any obstacle. With being dedicated to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are able to overcome any difficulties. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever is dedicated to being obedient to Allah, Allah will give them a way out of any situation. We saw that, subhanAllah, in Palestine, people praying, people fasting, people holding on to the acts of worship under such incredible situations. I remember last year, people sent me questions about the validity of their fast and, you know, how would they fast and how would they break their fast? And this came from Palestine, subhanAllah. And here we are once again. And this is not to make us feel guilty. This is to awaken us. Living in opulence, living in comfort, are we dedicated to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our little issues, our little problems when compared to the meta problems that the Palestinians faced and our brothers and sisters in Sudan faced and recently the students in Bangladesh faced who overcame tremendous odds. No one's talking about their effort to throw out Sheikh Hasina. We see that people who have a lack of resources are rich with taqwa, and that those of us who may have opulence without taqwa, wallahi, we are completely impoverished. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So let us be inspired to rededicate ourselves to what matters. We saw so many things around us fall apart. So many politicians, so many people we thought were friends of the community, so many expectations we even had from Muslim leadership fail us. And it hurts, but that is a necessary component of tests and trials. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِمَّنْ يَنْقَارِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. When the Qibla was changed, some people, they turned on the heels. When Isra and Mi'raj happened, so people left Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيُمَيِّزَ الْخَبِيثَ عَنِ الطَّيِّبِ, that Allah will distinguish what is right from what is wrong, what is filthy from what is pure. So this moment also is a moment of what we call tajreed, where the reality of life has been exposed to us and it allows us to recenter our values, our trust in our relationships, because the hypocrites have been exposed. And the people who maybe they were hypocrites, but they did not stand up and they did not take on a cause for which there is no moral dilemma whatsoever. Also, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, know that if an entire nation came together to help you, they could not help you unless Allah allowed them. And if an entire nation came together to harm you, they cannot harm you unless Allah allowed them. We see the subhanAllah, that the Palestinians had no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to defend them and to take care of them, look after them. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And once again, it's a reminder for an ummah that has been looking for help and assistance in every direction except Allah, emulating others who let us down, wanting to be like others who failed us, seeing that as what really constitutes living a good life. All of that was exposed as haba and manthura, as the Quran says, just like carted wool, had absolutely no value. So let us pull back a little and look at our loyalties and look at where we put our trust and realign that around the struggle of Palestine in particular and other struggles. And that allows us to see who's on the truth and who's on the falsehood. Another incredible lesson is that, you know, Muslims, we're maligned constantly. To be a Muslim is to be the object of ridicule, the object of suspicion. And that's because people are jealous. أَيَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. They are jealous because what Allah has blessed us with. And one of the greatest blessings we have is our character, the prophetic character. And we live that prophetic character. It shines bright, alhamdulillah. سِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. And it touches many people. Many people were impacted, even my own family who are not Muslim. Did a complete 180, And now are totally realigned in a way which has brought them nearer to the deen, alhamdulillah, but also brought them in alignment with justice, because the true cause of justice has very little allies, subhanAllah, from Allah's creation, because most people are not thankful, as the Quran mentions. And what we see today is as hostages are being freed on both sides. Just compare like the hostages that are being freed on behalf of Palestinian people back to the occupying entity. Look at the condition of those hostages compared to the thousands of hostages that have been held by the occupying entity for, in some cases, decades, coming out with mental illness, coming out malnourished, coming out physically abused and physically assaulted, been ridiculed, been sexually assaulted. So we have to ask ourselves, which community is truly prophetic? And which community has truly aligned with the noble values of humanity throughout the last 75, 80 years? And it becomes very clear that, alhamdulillah, we are a community of incredible adab and akhlaq, and that when we hold on to that character, and it's not easy to hold on to it, because Jannah is one of the promises of good character, we can transform the world, subhanAllah. We can transform the world. It should escape nobody that the people of maqlouba, you know, one of the favorite dishes of our Palestinian family is maqlouba, a dish which is turned upside down. Through all that they've gone through, may Allah accept all those who have been killed and all those who are lost and give them the highest level of Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the families who lost. I had a friend who lost 22 family members, innocent family members, children, many of them in one weekend. How the people of maqlouba have turned the earth on its head and exposed the reality of the notions of power, the notions of justice, who really has the right to lead the world morally and prophetically. It's the Muslim Ummah. And we have to ask ourselves then, if we look at our own society, we have to really look into this very deep question, and that is, what type of people are we? Are we aligned with the prophetic values like the Palestinians were over the last year? Are we aligned with high morality as they have been even with people who they were holding as captives while their own family members were being killed, the Palestinians, and war was happening and murder was happening, and still they treated those people with dignity? وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ as Sheikh Hassan al-Shafi قَالَ قَاعِدَةُ التَّقْرِيمِ, yani the axiom which we respect and appreciate all human beings. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The last lesson I think that's really important for us to reflect on, at least for those of us here in the West, the United States, is building a stronger community. Now, I say that because this is not over. We have college students that have been kicked out of school or suspended under academic probation. There are people who've lost their jobs at all levels of society. Are we in a place that we can support those people? Are we in a place where we are strong enough as a community, when certain communities are unjustly threatened, we can step in and offer them jobs, offer them support, offer them an outlet? That's the job of the believing community. So moving forward now, we have to think about, alhamdulillah, how do we scale in a way? Because unfortunately, world powers are doing nothing for Palestine, subhanAllah. Their neighbors are doing nothing for them, even though it is a Sharia obligation upon them to assist them as best they can through negotiations, through assisting them with aid, and so on and so forth. How are we going to scale? And how are we going to focus on our unity that will give us the critical mass to push forward as a community of light, as a community of prophetic education, as a community of guidance? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuwaffiqana wa iyyakum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us, alhamdulillah. We ask Allah to protect the Palestinian people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them, alhamdulillah, security, safety, and help them rebuild and reclaim what is rightfully theirs. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khairan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.